The following is a presentation of Project Independence and WCWP. Project Independence is the Aging in Place Initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. We provide programs and services designed to assist and support the older town residents who wish to remain in their homes as they age. If we don't currently provide a service, we will try and connect you to that service. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome to Project Independence
to
and
Talk
You.
Talk Radio on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan, and our new co-host today is Marlene Levy. And before we get to our first guest, just tell me something about how you got involved. I mean, the one thing that we have here is co-hosts, and obviously you're going to be one of them. It's such an exciting thing, and it brings so much to the show, as opposed to me just talking to people. There's such it's two different opinions, you know, while we're talking to somebody. But how did you get involved? How did you even find out about it? Because that's important for anybody listening.
The question was just asked to me, and you know, I don't remember. I really don't remember, other than I actually was speaking here a couple of months ago.
At Post.
At Post, yes.
Oh, yeah, wow.
Yes,
okay.
I was here, and I don't remember how I got here. I was going to say we need better advertising for this program. I mean, I'm a senior. I think I got in touch with 311.
Okay.
And I told them that I work with all kinds of people. I run the New York Society of Clinical Hypnosis. We're a professional organization. I'm a professional myself. And we help people. And it's for seniors to know that medication isn't the only way to go. There are so many other ways to go to help you with pain management, which is my specialty, etc. That's how I got involved, as I just recall.
Okay.
And I think the program is just so super in getting to the senior population, which I am, and I wish there was a way that we could really promote it much more than we even do at this particular point. Like we have our guest today, who's phenomenal.
Actually, introduce Randy.
We have Randy Height, and she is a very, very special lady. She's the director of the Nancy Marks Cancer Wellness Center at the JCC. This center is a phenomenal place for people, survivors to go to, for all people to go to learn if they have any kind of cancer within their family. But I'm just giving you my opinion.
Right, absolutely.
As a senior. And I think Randy could talk a lot more about what she does and what the JCC has to offer.
So it's a pleasure to meet you on the air. We've met before.
Thank you, John.
We look forward to
coming
back.
Thank you.
We're going to go over to Randy. Actually, I'm a member of JCC, and JCC has so many tremendous things all the time, programs and obviously the physical, et cetera, et cetera. Tell me about the part that you're involved in.
Okay, but first I want to just clarify, we're at the Sid Jacobson JCC.
Right, okay, that's important.
In
right,
East
right,
Hills.
Right, right.
Yes, that's where we're located.
That's the only one. That's the one I'm involved in,
that's
too.
That's the only one that we have
to
worry
about. You're the one either, so.
Yes, so we're just down the road off of Northern Boulevard.
With valet parking.
With valet parking. And, yes, so just as a brief overview about the Sid Jacobson JCC is that we care for people from early childhood all the way up to frail seniors. So what I'm involved with is that I'm the director of the Nancy Marks Cancer Wellness Center. It's a comprehensive, holistic program for people who are being treated for cancer and who have recently completed their cancer treatments.
Okay. Now, I went through it already. You have I know there's a Sunday meditation and yoga. There's something in the evening. There's some stuff during the day. I mean, you have all different hours, which is tremendous. But go into a little bit more what the benefit is.
Okay.
And then we can talk about how to get in touch with you, et cetera. But, I mean, if there's a person listening who is a cancer survivor and they want to do something because they're not 100% comfortable.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. So, first of all, we have programs 7 days a week.
Oh, it's 7 days. Okay.
7 days a week. We started out when I became involved with the program about 11 years ago. We had two classes two times a week. fast forward 2019, we have programs 7 days a week, as you said, on the weekends and in the evening, because people still work with having cancer.
Right. Yeah, that's the one I saw. There's a Wednesday at 6.
That's right.
Okay.
That's a yoga and meditation class.
Right.
Yes. So what we're hoping to be is the safety net for cancer survivors. They're going to find, people find the best medical treatment that they can find. Mm-hmm. And those doctors are working really, really hard to cure the cancer, to keep people alive. What we are there for is for the social connection, for health and wellness, so people can be the best that they could be today. So we have people who have just been diagnosed, who haven't yet had surgery. We have people who are in the throes of treatment. And then there are people who have completed their treatments and are perhaps debilitated, emotionally stressed after having been diagnosed with cancer. And through the entire group, so we have professionals that are involved. We have cancer exercise specialists. So we have our exercise instructors that are specifically trained to work with cancer survivors. Okay. The members of the group are, they're embracing, and people become part of a family when they come.
That's important. Good. Molly?
I have a quick question. What about the families surrounding that particular survivor? Do you have any programs for children who may have a parent who's a survivor, or spouses of survivors that you can bring the whole family into as well?
We have a program called We've Got Your Back, and that's for children who have either a parent or a sibling, a well child with either a parent or a sibling who has a cancer diagnosis. And we work with them and provide specific services to their needs. So it could be to provide after-school programming for that child. We can send in meals, babysitting, whatever. You know, we get to know the family. We do an intake when people call. We get to know much of what is going on in the family. And so because of that, we found that there are many people, not just the person who's diagnosed, that's affected. It's like throwing a rock into a pond and you see the circles.
Oh, absolutely.
And and everybody who's connected to that that circle is affected by the person with cancer. I'm a licensed clinical social worker, and I'm certified in oncology, and I provide short-term individual counseling for free. So there are people who have a spouse who may want additional support. There are people who have themselves are feeling stressed, don't want to burden their family any longer. So they come to a safe space, and I'm there to be able to support them and walk them through whatever emotional feelings they have.
Just one question. You said you do it for free. Is the program free? Like if somebody's coming to the yoga, do you have to be a member of the JCC? How does that work into it?
Okay. The program is free except where noted. 99% of our program is for free. You do not have to be a member of the JCC. Wow. You do not have to be Jewish. I tell people we're like the Long Island Jewish Hospital, you know, because everybody is welcome. We have people who come from all walks of life. So then we have multiple programs that you started to ask me about. We have programs for breast and gynecological cancer survivors. We have general exercise classes for people, both men and women, which many places do not have programming for.
Together.
Yes.
Right, okay.
For men and for women.
It also could be a dating site.
It could be.
Okay.
I haven't experienced that yet, but look, anything is possible. we have discussion groups. So what happens is people come in, depending on where they are physically. They can either come to our restorative class, which is a very, very small program. It could be two or three people with a cancer exercise specialist that helps get your energy back. Then you would move into our 101 class, which is a little bit of a more strenuous class. And once the cancer exercise specialist and myself deem the person well enough, we ask them to then move into our 201 class. And that's where we have a small fee, which is $10. Yeah. And so what our goal is for people to become healthy and strong mentally and physically to be able to then go back into regular programming.
Right. Okay. Okay. And actually, just I'm not knocking the $10 and not questioning anybody, but for all that you're giving, that's a small price to pay. At the end of the day, I mean, you go to these classes, some of them are $100. So, I mean, for $10,
right,
you know, it's helping support the entire program. So
exactly. Right. But in addition, if people, and we have had people who couldn't pay for the $10 a class, the Sid Jacobs and JCC offers scholarship.
Wow. Okay.
And so throughout the whole agency, we provide scholarship. And at times, yearly, we provide almost over $600,000 worth of scholarship.
Need-based.
Need-based.
Right. Okay.
Yes.
Right.
So we do ask people
That's
to
wonderful.
Fill out an
okay.
application.
Yeah.
And so we don't like to turn anybody away.
I had no idea. That's wonderful. Marlene, you had a question.
Yes, I have a question about the pool.
Yes.
And the exercise programs and everything that you have in the pool. Are you saying that that also where people on the outside that want to join JCC pool, they have to pay a lot of money to join the JCC pool? Are you saying that the survivors that you have in your program get to use all the facilities, including the pool, excuse me, at the JCC? How does that work?
Okay, so if you are a member of the Nancy Marks Cancer Wellness Center,
uh-huh.
We do have a swim class. It's an exercise oh. class in the pool, in our newly renovated heated pool.
Mm-hmm.
So that is one day a week on Tuesdays. If you would like to use the pool at different times, you would then have to join the agency.
But the class that's offered within your program is a free program like everything else. That's
Absolutely.
What you're saying.
Right. Absolutely.
Which is a fantastic. This whole program is
oh,
one
yeah,
of the...
Oh, yeah. It's unbelievable. I read it thoroughly. I just want to touch on one thing. And again, we're not talking money, but it's $74, I think, a month, the membership.
Mm-hmm.
Could be 78. I'm not sure. But, I mean, for people who, you know... join these gyms, etc.
Right.
The what you get at the JCC, honestly, for that, the pool, the upstairs is tremendous. The bikes class, you know,
right, the spin 20, class.
The spin class
right.
is 20, 30, 40 bikes. I mean, it's amazing
right.
that I know people spend $30 or $40 a month, but then the steam room doesn't work. They're complaining about this. This place is pristine.
Yes.
So, I think for somebody who's trying to get in condition, other than the program that's
mm-hmm.
done for survivors,
mm-hmm.
it really, I think it's a wonderful, wonderful place.
Thank you. You know. Thank you. I'm proud to
And
work
valet parking.
There.
You yes. got to keep going to
and the
valet parking.
And it's free. Yeah. Right. Well, yeah. we have tremendous programs for seniors.
Right. That's 100%. Yep.
And so that's another way for people, you know, as people age, they can become very isolated. And so what better place to come to than your local Sid Jacobs and JCC
right.
to be able to partake in programming, cultural arts.
Plus you two, the other programs. Yeah.
Yeah, and all different programs to be able to feel part of a community. And that's, again, the deal with Nancy Marks Cancer Wellness Center, because we do find that even though people are surrounded by friends and family, they do feel alone. Because other people are not really understanding what they're going through. You may look well, but people don't know what's going on mm-hmm. internally.
Right, so, right, right.
So if you're with other people, you can discuss mutual feelings, and there's that thread that connects you.
Right, right, right.
That you understand each other. And that's part of the beauty that I have seen. We never ask anybody to leave the program. Discussion groups are open to everybody. You can come in, drop in. You can have, you know, any of your concerns discussed, or you can just sit back and listen to what other people are discussing.
Wow. Yeah, that's true. That's nice. That's the nice thing of a group.
Yes.
You don't have to talk. You can listen, and you can learn by listening.
Exactly.
But actually, we're going to have to take a first break. You're listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back.